Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I am joined now by Owen Call and Dara Leader, and they're both of Leader Kicking. So Owen is the Director of US Operations and Business Development, and Dara's Head of Football Operations in Ireland. Gentlemen, you're both very welcome. Thanks a million for taking the time. For people who are not versed yet, give us the elevator pitch, as they say, the short description of Leader Kicking.
Yeah, so basically we help change lives of young Irish lads. We take them from playing Gaa rugby in Ireland and then put them into American football as kickers and punters, playing in front of 80-odd thousand people. So that's kind of the goal of what we do.
So how does that work? I mean, when you say young lads, how young are you talking and how are they identified?
Yeah, so we run camps all around Ireland. We generally go from like 14 to maybe like 25. As the main criteria, as long as you haven't been to college or haven't done 5 years in college, then we can take you. If you have a lot of talent, a lot of kicking ability and leg strength, you come train, and then we put you in front of American coaches, and then the American coaches like you. They'll give you a full scholarship and head over to America for a couple of years playing football in huge sold-out stadiums.
And what are the metrics? How do you work out whether somebody is worth putting in front of a US coach?
The main thing is you have to have a big leg. So at the moment we get a lot of goalkeepers that are used to taking 45s and kick a ball a long way. Kind of standard is you need to be able to score a field goal from about 60 yards. And then if you're punting, you need to be able to punt the ball about 60, 65 as well in the air with like 4.5 seconds of hang time. So that's kind of the metric to go for. And like a lot of lads in GA, if they're used to taking free kicks and 45s, they can do that or get close to it day one. And then we just refine them, make them more consistent. And that's what the US coaches love.
And tell me about that refinement, because I assume that the style is different. I'm imagining kind of a Rory Beggin or someone, and you know, you're hitting a round ball. You tend to hit it with a bit of a kind of a spin or a curve on it. It's different kicking a field goal. It's like how difficult do people find it to kind of to readjust?
Yeah, no, it definitely is. Like Beggin, for example, yeah, when he first came down, like he likes to get underneath the ball and hit it with kind of like a soccer style kick, and the ball spins a lot, which that doesn't work in football, because if you get too low on the ball, it spins really quickly, doesn't go as far. So you actually have to hit higher up in the ball, you have to turn your foot over and like really drive through it so that the ball just, yeah, it's a much smaller sweet spot as well. So a lot of lads find it difficult the first couple of sessions, but the more you do it and like the more you train it, they can get it very quickly and become very, very proficient, like Beggin did. And that's what got him to work out at Carolina Panthers and then NFL IBP, was that he made that transition really quickly and Joe brought that leg talent over and learned it very fast. So there's definitely a lot of hope for Irish lads doing it.
And Owen, then, tell us a bit about your role here then stateside.
Yeah, so I basically look after the US operations. When Tig asked me to be involved in the project, my main role was business development side of it, and providing structure to the project and longevity and also the funding. We have been very fortunate to work with some amazing partners that have been able to fund this project, such as Delta Airlines and the Irish American Partnership here. We work with a company in New York called Glenark Group and a company in England called Index. And one of the most important things when we started this project was that we made this as inclusive as possible. And we wanted to have as many kids in the program as possible, regardless of economic or social circumstances. And while there is a program, another opportunity to a program in Australia, there is quite a large price tag attached to that. So we wanted to subsidise the program as much as possible to make it as inclusive to as many kids as possible. And we've done a pretty good job of that. We're based in Sports Ireland, Dublin. We just opened a new location in Queen's University in Belfast. And we have plans to look at, obviously, another two areas in Dublin, again, to make this as accessible as possible to the youth of Ireland. There is an abundance of talent in Ireland. We've been kicking since we've been 6 years old. It's basically in our DNA. And it's an amazing opportunity to offer these opportunities to kids, especially kids that might not have performed in the Leaving Cert, that have re-engaged education through sport. And we have a number of kids that actually have received D1 scholarships that didn't perform as the way they wanted to in the Leaving Cert and didn't think that they would get an opportunity to go to college. Now these kids are at D1 schools in America, kicking in front of 80,000 people and having an experience like no one's ever had before.
And when you were kind of trying to establish those commercial relationships and those partnerships with you know, big entities in this part of the world, to what extent are you leveraging that Irish-American relationship, which of course kind of forms a big part of this Ireland Gateway to Europe trip we're on?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's something that a lot of people over here are very proud of their Irish heritage. And however, it is a very busy street. You know, I wasn't the only person looking for partnerships and donations to help fund this project. So it did take a lot of knocking on doors. But finally, after kind of year three, we have, you know, proven our proof of concept and we've given confidence in our partners that we are doing what we said we were going to do. We started off in year one with two kids in D1 programs, and now in year three we're sending seven kids. You know, that's a value of over 5 million in scholarships.
And Dara, tell me a little bit about how you forged that kind of relationship then with coaches here in the States, you know what I mean, and how receptive they were to coming over and looking at Irish kids as potential kickers.
Yeah, initially the start is very difficult because the big problem in Ireland, we don't have football teams. There's like a couple, but not. We need like live snap holes, and the big hurdle for American coaches is they need to, it's like such fine margins. They need to see you to get a live snap hole. It has to all be done in less than 1.35 seconds. When we're kicking through GAA posts in Ireland, it doesn't look, it looks different kicking on. We just have markings, cones out, showing the distances. So you have to try to gain their trust and gain their confidence. And we do that by flying the guys over to these like big camps, like I say, called Coles kicking camps. And when they go there and do well, and that we have these like big time coaches in America saying, hey, these guys are legit, these guys are real, they have a lot of talent, then they kind of give us their word and they kind of pass that on to coaches, and that kind of helps get over that hurdle of not having the experience. But once they see the leg talent, they all love it. And everyone that we've sent over so far has done exceptionally well.
And even that Irish-American relationship as well. I mean, you know, they're big businesses, NFL franchises, and you'd have to imagine on some level, some coaches, if they have that bit of Irishness in them, might think, you know what, wouldn't it be great to have an Irish guy on the roster?
Yeah, no, 100%. Like, we have a guy that went to Richmond, Paddy, and he's like the coach there, absolutely loves him, and like he's bringing him to his wedding and everything, and they all just love like that Irish connection. And you know, a lot of schools like Boston College are having Andy Quinn there. They just like, everyone just loves Irish lads, and we get chatting to them, and once they go for a few drinks or something with us, they all seem to love us, and so everyone that's gone has done so well so far. And that's the kind of reputation we have, is we send elite guys. So we do scour the country and only take the best at the moment, but like, yeah, that's because we're trying to keep the standard so high that every guy we sent has overperformed, and we want to keep that going.
And do you suspect then in years to come we'll be looking at Irish guys the same way we look at, like, say, Zach Toohey or you know, Ty Kennelly or Setanto Halpine, these guys down in Australia playing AFL, that we'll kind of see the US as an equivalent kind of alternate path for guys who are good at football?
Oh, 100%. Like, the difference what's happening in college football at the moment, as of the NIL deal, the change basically a couple months ago, players are not only just getting full scholarships now worth hundreds of thousands, they're getting salaries and stuff on top of that. So, like, it's just going to grow and grow and grow. And it's like college football in America is like the second biggest sport in the country. And it's just going to become such a for people in Ireland to kind of want to go over and do it, and as an alternative to go and play in GAA or playing rugby for Connacht or Leinster or something like that, this is definitely going to become a huge option for guys. Like, I played for Connacht and made Ireland squads and stuff, and if I had this option back then, I probably would have taken this over playing rugby, just because the scale of it's just a different level.
Yeah, different level altogether. Listen, guys, thanks a million for joining us. Really appreciate the time. Dara Leader is Head of Football Operations in Ireland at Leader Kicking, and Owen Cal is the Director of US Operations and Business Developments as well with Leader Kicking. Owen and Dara, real, real pleasure.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.